Engineering with Texas A&M University. And today I'm going to be giving y'all a rundown of mine and Dr. Harden's research involving plastic removal from the module feeder head. So as I'm sure most of y'all know, with the introduction and rapid adoption of the round module harvester, there has been a great increase of the amount of plastic contamination in the ginning process. Of course, there's a lot of other kind of plastic contamination, not just, you know, limited to round modules, but as far as the module feeder goes, that's where most of the plastic contamination is coming from. It's coming from these round modules and getting wrapped up into the actual rollers and the cylinders in the module feeder. So here you can actually see a photo of the plastic in the cylinders of the module feeder. And actually this photo comes courtesy of Mr. Ropolo and the guys out at United Ag. Being an intern over there, I actually got to get inside there and take this photo. And so what happens is when this gets wrapped up in the module feeder, if it's not taken care of immediately, it'll continue to shred into smaller pieces, and eventually those will work their way through the entire gin and end up in the bell as your final product. So for our solution to this, our first step was to design and develop a prototype to allow for testing of different brush sizes and materials to see how well they would remove the plastic contaminants from those spike cylinders inside the module feeder. And then once that was done, we would want to develop a full-scale system with the goals being to remove as much plastic as possible, and then also be able to be retrofitted to existing module feeders. So that way you don't have to, you know, buy a whole new system or anything. It can actually just go and be installed. And of course, we want to keep the cost of materials down to make it cheaper to, you know, purchase and install. We also want it to be easy to maintain so that when the brushes wear down, they're easy to change out and stuff like that. And then also, this is a really important one. It's going to help make the gin a safer environment. I got to experience this, like I said, firsthand at being an intern at United Ag whenever plastic would get wrapped around their module feeder. Of course, I had the pleasure of getting in there and cleaning that out. And it is not a safe environment. Even locked out, tagged out, you don't want to be up in there and have to be cutting that plastic off and pulling it out. And, you know, it takes a long time, and footing in there is dangerous and all that kind of stuff. So definitely going to help make the gin safer. And then, of course, also, everybody knows you don't want downtime. So hopefully this would speed the process up. From personal experience, it can take up to 20 minutes, you know, depending on how bad the wrapping is on those cylinders. So, you know, hopefully this would allow you to speed that process up and also, you know, not have the people inside there. So this was our initial prototype design. This was for my capstone project, actually. We used a nylon brush along with, you might notice that's not actually a module feeder cylinder, that's actually an incline cylinder from an incline cleaner. We had to make do with what we had available, so we actually cut that down to fit inside of our prototype. It removed light plastic pretty well, if it wasn't wrapped too tightly around the cylinder, but anything really, really wrapped around there like you would probably find inside an actual module feeder, it didn't remove at all. So that was an issue. So we decided that there was definitely some things that needed to be improved upon this initial design. So for our current prototype design, we decided that we needed to redesign a couple of things. And to do that, we used the CAD software SolidWorks. So there you can see in some of those pictures the actual SolidWorks design. We decided to go in and redesign some of the redesign attributes would be we reinforced the structure. Just having the plywood, it was pretty unsturdy, and so with that cylinder spinning and all that kind of stuff, it would vibrate and just seemed a little unsafe. So we went ahead and built a steel skeletal cage around it. We also upgraded the horsepower of the brush motor. The one that was in there was a quarter horse, and it's now a two horse. The quarter horse just didn't have the force and torque we needed to really brush that cylinder well. We also added a VFD to the brush motor. The cylinder had one on it already, but we went ahead and added one to the brush motor so that we can now change the direction and fine-tune the speeds of both the cylinder and the brush. And then we also added a stainless steel brush. Since the nylon proved to be a little bit too soft of a material, we decided to go with stainless steel because one, it's not going to spark and cause any fires when it's rubbing on that cylinder. Obviously, that's a big one. And then two, it's a little bit harder than the nylon was. And then the last thing we did was we changed out that incline cylinder for an actual cylinder that we had built by Loomis. And it's an actual module feeder cylinder that's actually fit to go into the microgen on campus. So here's the current prototype setup. You can see the new spike cylinder and the brush, and then also the two VFDs that are on the side that control the cylinder and brush motors. And then you can also see the new reinforced skeletal cage around the entire structure. And so that's there's a good side view there too. And then this is actually a video. I hope it plays. There we go. So you can see the cylinder spinning there, and then the brush will start up at the bottom. And then we're able to actually raise that brush up to the cylinder as it would if it was a full-scale system. It would have to go to each cylinder and clean it off individually. But this also allows us to get to test different angles of contact with the brush and the cylinder so that we can see which one works best. All right, I think this is how I get back. There we go. Okay, for testing. So, for testing, what we're really wanting to figure out with the prototype is we want to find the optimal parameter settings for the development of the full-scale system, and these parameters are going to be the dispensing cylinder speed, the brush speed. There we go. Sorry, I don't know what I did. How did I get that?
Go backwards. Cool. Click the title of the plastic removal model.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
And it, you may have to scroll to
me. Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay, so as I was saying, for the testing, some of the parameters we're wanting to figure out is the dispersing cylinder speed. And also the brush speed. We want to know which one, at what RPM basically those are going to be optimal for removing the plastic from the cylinders. And we also want to figure out the distance that the brush needs to be from the cylinder, as well as the brush wire size. So basically the stiffness of the brush and, you know, how well that is going to do in removing the plastic. Is this still going? Okay, well, anyways, and then we're also wanting to figure out how to wrap the plastic tightly around the cylinder to simulate the module feeder, the best way to do so.
Return to, yeah.
All right, hopefully that was the last one. There we go. Okay, so for the preliminary results, the stainless steel brush appeared to definitely be much more promising than that of the nylon brush. We only got to run a couple of test runs before our steel brush did end up failing, but that was mostly because they were strip brushes that we basically welded onto a piece of tubing and then welded that onto an axle. And we were kind of from the beginning concerned about the integrity of those strip brushes and holding up to this kind of duty. And so moving forward, that'll be something that we have to look at. But we did get a few test runs, like I said, and it did end up removing about a 5-foot by 2-foot section of plastic without shredding it completely. You know, we don't want to make a bunch of little particles that you then have to clean up somehow else. So it did manage to get that sheet off pretty much intact, which was a lot better than the nylon brush had done. So for our conclusions, the current prototype is going to be great for testing all sorts of brushes and stuff like that. It's sturdy, the motors have enough power, and you know, the VFDs are going to allow us to really fine tune the speeds with both the brush and the cylinder. And then also we determined that the stainless steel is definitely the route we're going to want to pursue. Obviously the brush that we currently have is going to need to probably be trashed, and we're going to have to either have one fabricate ourselves or have somebody else fabricate a brush specifically for this task. And then so moving forward, like I said, we're going to need to modify the brush, and then also we're going to want to, you know, test all those parameters that I had mentioned earlier. And also we'll probably want to determine the fatigue wear period for both the brush and the cylinder, so that way we know about how long you could expect to have that system last before you needed to replace the brush and whatnot. And then finally, after all that's done, we would like to complete and design a full-scale system based off the findings from the prototype. Any questions? Nope. All right. Thank you all for your time.